our thanks for the gift of the Holy Spirit promised long ago and sent on Pentecost to a group of believers who were afraid and didn't know what was going to happen, but all they knew was that you had promised them something. That they had been told to stay in Jerusalem and wait, and you promised to send them the Holy Spirit, and indeed the Spirit came upon them. Lord, we thank you for the promises that you have given us today. You've promised us that where two or three gather in your name, there you are in the midst of them. So, Lord, we claim that promise and thank you that you are right here today. We pray for your presence and your power to be evident as we receive the blessing of hearing the gospel through these children as they tell us what the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, is really all about. We thank you for that, even as we praise you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Please be seated. You can follow along in your bulletin, but the children will begin the musical by presenting the old rugged cross. They're going to play on handbells in the narthex. So listen carefully. They're going to be playing back there, and we're going to be hearing the music here before they process forward. So enjoy now our children's musical, Because He Lives.
Amazing miracles. That's what people were talking about. News was spreading all over Judea that this man named Jesus was performing miracles.
There were miraculous reports of the lame walking, the blind seeing, and even the dead being brought back to life.
The Israelites hoped that Jesus had come to be their earthly king. They thought he would save them from the evil rulers of Rome.
But Jesus told them, "My kingdom is not from this world." Jesus came to bring forgiveness for our sins and the promise of a new kingdom in heaven.
Many people wanted to see King Jesus. As he came into Jerusalem, a crowd gathered and started shouting, "Hosanna," which means save us.
We can still praise him saying, "Hosanna, Jesus saves."
We'll be right back. Hosanna, Jesus saves. Quickly turn to crucify him, crucify him.
It was all part of God's great plan. He created man in his image, but he also knew that he would need to save us. Man was separated from God by sin.
The payment for sin is death, but God loves us so much that he sent his one and only Son to pay the price for us.
Jesus left his Father to come and take on sin and suffering for you and me. Jesus died on the cross for my sin.
He gave his life so that you can give him yours.
I
Jesus died on the cross and his body was placed in a tomb. Some people would think this was the end of his story.
But 3 days later, just like he promised, Jesus rose from the dead. God has power over sin and death.
When we believe Jesus died for us, we don't have to fear. Because he lives, we know we will live with him forever.
In the Bible, John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Anyone who believes in him will not die, but will have eternal life.
Christ came as a baby in Bethlehem and then died on the cross and rose again. But his story does not end there.
After over 2,000 years, his story continues to tell his love for us.
His story continues to tell of his sacrifice for us. He gave his life to pay for our sins.
And he promises to come again one day to take us to heaven to live with him forever.
1 Corinthians 15 reminds us to give thanks to God. He has given us victory over death because of what Jesus has done.
Didn't they do a great job? Wonderful. Yeah. And right after the service, they're going to be, I believe, in the narthex somewhere out there for you to speak to them, so you'll get a chance to speak to them. Thank you to parents and grandparents who brought them to practices and helped go over these songs over and over with them. Thank you so much. And special thanks, you'll see in your bulletin, to the musical leaders. There could not have been a musical without these, and I'm so thankful for all of them. Betsy Adams, T.C. Faust, Samantha Horner, Amanda Miller, Wanda Newland, Julie Parrish, and Don Holt's not with us today, but he built this cross. So thank you to all of you who helped. Let us now express our thanks to God, because this story that they sang about is not just a children's story. It's a story, it's our story, that Jesus died on the cross for us. Jesus rose again for us. So let us express thanks to God in the offering that we present. Aren't you glad you came to worship today? Wasn't that a blessing? You know, I can stand up and preach about the gospel, and you can hear it and receive it, but when you hear the children presenting it in their own voices, you receive it in a different way. So I'm so thankful for them. So as you go now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Heavenly Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit give you comfort, hope, and peace, now and forevermore. Amen. Good luck getting by.